Bonnie has something she's wanting to share.
Okay. Our word is that our people are coming back, especially our young people.
Bonnie, hold it up to your mouth.
Oh,
okay. There you go.
Is that better? Jonathan, he has got so much distraction, so many different directions of whether God exists or not. You all know that I raised him here. But sometimes out in the world is so much stronger than wanting to listen to your parents. Well, yesterday, I had a family member over, and he was really misguided on what he was telling my son. I had to stop it. And because the look on my son's face, he was kind of making it sound like, well, I'll just tell you what Jonathan said. I went into his room and talked to him because, like, he was scared and hurt after my family member talked to him. Well, he said, "Mom, I don't understand why God would create us knowing that we're going to mess up. Why would he create us just to destroy us?" And, you know, I just got this warm, tingling feeling. I said, "Son, I'm going to explain it to you like this." And I know it didn't come from me. I was like, Satan is what causes all of this. God doesn't do things to us. He wants to save us from that. And so this is how I'm going to explain it. Let's say that you're grown up. You don't live at home anymore. I invite you over to my house for dinner. You have to want to come to dinner in order to make it. That is what God is saying. I just want you to want to come. That's what gets you in heaven. I want a relationship with you. You come, you make it. And I was like, and all of this other stuff that goes on, like you watch your parents struggle with money and all kinds of things, health. I was like, so let's say, like, I have a long driveway. Let's say that I invited you to dinner. I'm not going to put obstacles all through the driveway to make it hard for you to get here. Satan does that. We even do that to ourselves. You know, it's us and Satan that puts those obstacles there. And when those obstacles are there, all you got to do is say, "Help me." And he will pull you right over those. That just the peace fell over my son. So continue to pray for him. I am. But like I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Bonnie. Man, come as you are. Come as you are.